What's up, y'all? It's your boy Joel. Okay, let me be serious. Hey guys, it's me, Joel Okwegwale, the founder of The Art of Singing, and I'm here to give you another interesting vocal information that's going to make your singing life a lot more melodious.
This is your 30-day podcast marathon, Everything Vocal Registers, our Making Musical Quantum Leaps mini-series, where we'll delve deep into the fascinating world of your instrument. I'm your host, The Worship, and joining me on this exciting journey are the dynamic duo of vocal expertise, Ernest and Jamio.
Hey everyone, get ready to unlock the secrets of chest, head, mixed, and everything in between.
Absolutely. Buckle up, listeners, because these next 30 days are going to be jam-packed with vocal knowledge, practical tips, and maybe even a few fun challenges.
We'll be exploring different registers, their unique sounds, and how to navigate them seamlessly. We'll have expert interviews, listener Q&A sessions, and even some musical demonstrations to keep things engaging.
Whether you're a seasoned singer or just starting out, there's something for everyone in this series.
So, are you ready to make some musical quantum leaps with your voice?
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to say thank you to Coach Worship, Ernest, and Jamil for everything so far. They've given the best kind of vocal information that you can ever come across. Amazing scrutinization right there. And today, I'm going to top it all up with one amazing vocal register that everybody uses but have little or no information about it. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm going to talk about the chest voice. Okay, so what is the chest voice? We all know what it is. Every time people actually talk about the chest voice, they tell you it is your speaking voice. Yeah, the chest voice is the speaking voice, and they let you understand that whenever you are singing with your chest voice, there's always a vibration around your chest, hence the name chest voice. And both of what I just told you are nothing but the truth. But if you want to actually call it anything, it's more preferable to say the speaking voice. But it's a lot more logical, given the fact that we have head voice and mixed voice. Chest voice is actually a lot more classy to say. But I'll call it the speaking voice, and I'll tell you why. But still, in general, it's called the chest voice. Now, why am I calling it the speaking voice? Now, I'm going to give a classic explanation about it right now. Now, you see, whenever we speak, we know that we are exhaling. There's air coming out from our lungs, all right? And then resonance takes place in the process. Now, when this air is coming out from our lungs, and resonance is supposed to take place in the vocal tract, okay? Now, here's where the loophole is. The air that is coming out from our lungs, in disguise as our voice, can only move upwards. And if you check your anatomy, the only direction that this sound and this air can actually go to is towards your head, because it's coming from your throat, your larynx, and the larynx is in your neck, and the chest is below your neck. So you can't just say the air is coming out from the lungs, going to the head, and still transfer and find its way down to the chest. All right? So basically, the air is only being directed towards where the head is. But now you might be wondering, okay, but why then do we still have resonance in the chest when we are singing with the chest voice? If the air can only go towards the head, well, my dear singers, there is something called a sympathetic resonance. Okay? Now, sympathetic resonance is a resonance that happens as a result of the vibration from another vocal tract. Now, let me not speak enough grammar. Let me explain it to you. Because the vocal tracts around your head, such as the nasal cavity and the pharynx, and other components in the head. Because those places vibrate when resonance is taking place, it affects, indirectly affects the chest area because of the amount of space that the chest has. Okay, it's just like you beating something and another element feels the vibration. Okay, I think most of you could understand what I'm trying to say. If you hit a vibrating material, another vibrating material that you did not hit will actually feel that vibration too. So this is what sympathetic resonance is. So the chest has the space worthy for resonance. But the only way it can resonate is if the resonance happens in other vocal tracts that are in your head. Okay? So that's how the chest resonance works. The chest resonance is a sympathetic resonator, meaning because the other vocal tract resonates, the chest will then resonate. But now you might now start asking, then why is it that it's only when you are singing low notes that you feel the resonance in the chest? Well, my dear singers, this is quite simple. You see, whenever you are trying to sing with the lowest part of your voice, there's something in your larynx called the vocalis muscles. It stiffens, okay? And when the vocalis muscle stiffens, it creates a strong and thick sound, allowing you to have that strength in your voice. And when it creates that strong and thick sound, using the lower part of your voice will then allow your throat to open a lot more. And when the throat has opened a lot more, it then makes the chest resonate a lot more. I hope you understand now. So when your vocalis muscles is stiffened, it means you are trying to sing with the lowest part of your voice. This allows your throat to open. And when the throat is open, it allows the chest to feel that resonance a lot more. That's why you only feel the vibration buzzing around your chest when you are singing with your chest voice. Okay? So that is how it works. So basically, this chest resonance happens only when you are speaking, when you are trying to sing with your with the level of range that you use for speaking. I hope you understand why we call it the speaking voice now. But today we are going to call it the chest voice. Now you might be wondering, what uses the chest voice to sing in? Well, the chest voice helps with what they call closed quotient. It helps your vocal folds come together in a much more proper way, creating more strength, giving your voice more power, and giving your voice an edge to be able to channel its way to even singing high notes. Now, don't quote me wrong, I'm not saying you use your chest voice for high notes. Chest voice basically for low notes, except you want to use it to belt. Okay, so yeah, the chest voice is meant for low notes. Now, your chest voice is meant for low notes. What am I trying to say? Do not try to force your way into using your chest voice to sing high notes. All right, this is the beauty of it all. On the hills far away stood an old rugged cross. All right, so you use your chest voice for low notes. That's its beauty, that's its power. House. Okay, now there's one thing you should actually understand when you're using your chest voice: the laryngeal position. You don't jam your larynx down as you are taking it lower. Okay, as you're taking it lower, some people want to take it that low, they'll be like, I can't help. No, when you're going low, you don't push your larynx down. Instead, you do the opposite. If you are taking your voice a lot lower in your chest voice, allow your larynx to go up. I can't help. Instead of I can't help. Okay, so if you are taking it low, make sure your larynx is on a neutral position or high. You use a high larynx for the lowest of the lowest notes, and that's how it works. You get a beautiful chest voice. So next time when you are using when you are singing a very low note and you have to take it a little lower, don't try to jam your larynx down to do it. Alright? Instead, let it go up as you're singing that low notes. Alright? Remember, chest voice is very important. And this is where the starting point is. This is where your voice becomes beautiful. This is the beginning of every singer's journey. So whatever it is that you do, make sure your chest voice becomes as beautiful as anything. Purify its tone. Do not neglect it all in the beat to sing high notes. The chest voice is as important as the mix and the head. So make sure it's pure. Work on it. Sing those low notes and you will feel that high melody within your soul. Remember, as long as you can talk, you can sing. My name is Joel Okwegwali and I'm happy to have you. Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much, Coach Joel. That was an amazing and insightful session. Coach Joel will be back tomorrow for frequently asked questions on chest voice. I'm sure you do not want to miss. All right, so our song for the day is Stand Up by Cynthia Erivo. Until we meet tomorrow, it's a bye from me.